Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter number 5. This message is for all you old folk. Or should I say all us old folk. When I was a kid, I remember when I was a child, my dad had to have been 30, 33. And I remember as a kid, that would have made me how old? Oh, none of your business. He was in his 30s, and I was thinking, you know, maybe it was 35. I was thinking, man, I mean, that is old. That is ancient. Well, I've long passed 35, and come to think of it, it's not as old as it used to be. But I think we're going to get something today that will be interesting, and I hope that to be a help. Genesis chapter 5, but before we do that, we're going to pray, we're going to have special, and then we'll have the preaching. Father, bless this morning. Lord, certainly speak to our hearts, give us what we need. Lord, again, the scripture is all for, it's all profitable, and it's all for our help, for our benefit. Lord, help us to study it, help us to learn from it, help us to take truths and apply it, help us to submit to it. Lord, just give us again wisdom and instruction from it this morning. And Lord, I pray that you bless in a special way. Lord, meet with us. May the Holy Spirit again have his will and way in the service. May he move from pew to pew and from heart to heart. Bless now, we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam lived, all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. He died at 930. Mercy. We think that we're getting old. Look at verse number 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years. And begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after that he begat Mahalalel, and 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel. That's pretty close. I wish we could nickname this guy, but he's not going to help us at all. But he lived, notice verse 15, lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Let me switch here. Methuselah. Now look at verse number 22. And Enoch, notice what the Bible says, walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Verse 25, and Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah. saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Look at verse number 32. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm wore out. God created the heavens and the earth, and then God created the Garden of Eden, and then God created Adam and Eve and put them in the Garden of Eden. And you know what? And all was well. All was going pretty good. And in Genesis 1:31, the Bible says that God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Everything was perfect, and everything was just like it was supposed to be. And then Adam and Eve sinned, and then they disobeyed, and their disobedience led them to be cast out of the Garden of Eden. And right after that, things started to go downhill from there. Things went south real quick, and things are still going south real quick, and things are going to continue to go south. Read your Bible until the day that the Lord comes back for his own. But Adam and Eve, Adam knew Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and not mentioned in this genealogy here, this book of the generations here. But he knew Eve and conceived, and she bare Cain and said, "I've gotten a man from the Lord," Genesis 4:1. And she again bare his brother Abel. And we know what happened there. Cain murders Abel, and Cain departs from the presence of the Lord. He leaves the presence of the Lord, and he leaves Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve are once again left alone, empty nest, not by choice. In Genesis 5, you have the generations of Adam. And I read in chapter 5, I find out that that's a lot of generations. That's a lot of families. That's a lot of children. That's a lot of years. You follow me so far? Now, Adam lived, the Bible says he lived 130 years before he begat Seth. The days after Seth were 800 years, the Bible says he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam, we read on, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. Can you see where I got wore out here? And that's only Adam. I mean, that's a lot of years, and that's only Adam. And after Adam comes Seth, and Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. And after he begat Enos, Seth lived 807 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and the Bible says, and he died. Now, here's what I want you to see this morning. There are many generations written about here in Genesis chapter 5, all the generations of Adam. And by the way, we're just reading, but as we read Genesis chapter 5 and we read about all the generations of Adam, you know, there really is not much to write about. Are you with me? Anybody see that? There's really, Rock, I'm ringing just a hair, maybe the monitors. There's really not a lot of good news here. You with me? And I don't know how many hundreds of lives are listed here. To, you know, especially when you go into the sons and daughters that everybody begat, but not much good publicity going on here. Several generations here, but not much good to write about. You with me? Sons and daughters begotten from this generation, but not much to write home about. And as a matter of fact, seen in chapter 5, if we were to recap these generations and what they amounted to, it would be very simple. God created Adam and Eve, and they had Cain and Abel, and that didn't work. That's not in these generations. And so really it looks like this. Adam and Eve had Seth, and after that came Enos, and after that came Canaan, and after that came Mahalalel, and after that came Jared, after that came Enoch, after that came Methuselah, after that came Lamech, and after that came Noah. And we know a little bit about Noah. You with me? So you say, "Preacher, God was just writing their names, and it was a generation list, and he wasn't writing much about him." Well, he did write about Enos. He did write about Enoch, and he did write about Noah. He wrote for these guys. He had something to say about them, but he didn't have much to say about everybody else. Look at Genesis chapter 4. Look at verse 25. We may look at this with our in our marriage teaching in our marriage seminars or retreats or whatever you want to call them. But look at verse 25 of Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God said she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began, notice, men to call upon the name of the Lord. Wow, that's interesting. All of a sudden, Enos is born, and all of a sudden, men begin to call upon the name of the Lord. God took time to write about Enos. After he was born, when men began to call upon the name of the Lord, he wrote about Enoch. Look at Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Look at verse 21. Notice here, the Bible says that Enoch lived 65 years. That means he was 65 when he begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And notice what it says in verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, I don't know about you, but I see here that God was pretty impressed with Enoch, because Enoch walked with God some 300 years after he begot Methuselah. That's pretty impressive. You know, we long for people to walk with God for a few years. And, you know, the average life way back then when somebody said the average Christian life was 7 years. That means you're in church 7 years and you walk with God 7 years, and then you can write it off and you walk away and no more to walk with God. Here, Enoch walked with God 300 years. And God was pretty impressed with him, impressive enough to put him in the Bible and to mention something in the Bible about it, impressive enough for the Lord to take him and not allow him to suffer death and not allow him to die. That's pretty impressive. But here's a question. What about all the others that we find here in chapter 5? What about their children and their sons and daughters and their children? There must not have been much to write about, and I understand that there's a wide gap and there's not a lot of space, but there was left out. There was mentioned Enos and Enoch, and we find out Noah, and then we have several chapters about Noah. But hundreds and hundreds of people here, sons and daughters, that there was not much to say about. From the scriptures and from this chapter, I gather that there was not much good to write about. I think that if it were to have been more good, it would have certainly been written about, just like it was about Enos and just like it was about Enoch and Noah. But when we read chapter 5 and we read the generation after generation, God found very little worth promoting in the scriptures for whatever the reason. That there may have been more, but he chose not to. What we do find is this, that when we look at this generation and only just a couple that are highlighted and a couple that are brought out, you know, we find out that life must have been pretty hard. Especially when you're living to 900 and something. Anybody with me? I mean, we live now to 310 and maybe a little bit more. And life gets pretty complicated in just those short years. Life gets pretty hard in just those 310. Life gets pretty difficult and pretty hard. And good night, Miss Wesley Ann's mom is 90 years old. 90 years old, and man, she has seen a lot and been through a lot. And just to be 90 years, I think of Mr. Loving. I think of Ed. What was it? Mr. Livingston. We baptized him at the age of, I think, 88, and he continued to live to 90-something. 94, I think it was. Job knew it well when he wrote, "Men's days are few and full of trouble." Well, back in Adam's day, men's days were long and full of trouble. You with me? Men had to struggle. And man, by the way, man is still struggling and man is still laboring. You know what? Man's going to continue to struggle and continue to labor until the Lord comes back. But if in Job, men's days are few and full of trouble, man, when we look back in Adam and when we read Genesis chapter 5, men's days were long and troubled. Anybody with me? Okay, let me try to prove it to you. Look at Genesis chapter 5. Look at verse 28. Notice what the Bible says. And Lamech lived 101, 80 and what? And 2 years. How old was Lamech? 182. Say with me, 182. Some of you folks didn't pass math class. But that's okay. It's not a requirement for this, for being a member here at Victor Baptist Church. You just need to tithe. And then come to think of it, somebody, but anyway, struggling there too. Look at, but here Lamech lived 182 years. Lamech was 182 years, and he begat a son, and he called his name what? Noah, saying, this Noah shall what? Comfort us concerning our what? Work and our what? Toil of our what? Hands, because of the what? Ground which the Lord hath cursed. Lamech was looking for comfort, and he was looking for help, and he was concerned about the work and the toil of our hands. You know, it's one of these, especially if you're a farmer, man. Good, you know, that's one of the old days. You had a lot of children because there was a lot of work to do around the farm. You with me? A lot of labor and they were to help, and they were a source of comfort. And Lamech here, man, he's 108. Hey, is that pretty old? 182. Well, it may not have been for them back then, but it's certainly a lot for us. And he was concerned, and he says, you know what, man, bless the Lord. He says, we've gotten a child, we've gotten a son, and we're going to name him Noah, because the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. So we make the several observations, or I make the several observations. Number one, life is hard. Life is hard, and you know what, at times... It's very hard. Lamech realized this, and when his son was born, at what age? 182 years old. His son, you know, he said, "The same shall comfort us." And look at verse number 30. Notice, and Lamech lived after he begat who? Noah. He lived 595 years and begat sons and daughters. After he begat Noah at 182, already tired, already worn out, already looking for comfort and looking for help and looking for, he gets Noah and he says, man, thank the Lord, and he's going to be a comfort to us. And guess what? After that, he lived another 595 years. And then he had more children. Anybody following that? The Bible says that he died, notice in verse 31, and all the days of Lamech were what? 777 years, and he died. He died at 777. You know, I talked to some of the, I talked to Dad, and I talked to others, and you know, Dad's, I think, 76, and I said, Dad, I'll be tickled if I make it to 76. And he said, "Oh, son, yeah, you'll make it." And I said, "No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't jinx me." Lamech was 777 years old when he died. But at the age of 182, he was pretty wore out there. He was tired. He was weary. He named his son Noah for the longing of comfort concerning his work and toil of their hands. He said that at 182, and after that, he lived another 595 years after that. Let me ask you, how long do you want to live? I know this, that I don't want to live no 777 years. Life is hard. And if you look at some of the things that take place now that didn't take place back then, you say, wow. You look at sin and the effect of sin. You look at the effect of drugs that have on people, and those that are hooked on drugs, and those that struggle with drugs. And I know we've got friends and family that have to deal with it, and the struggle that they have, and the addiction that they have that they can't get free of, that they can't break the chains off. You know, man, it's pretty hard for them. And it's got to be pretty hard for mom and dad. And it's got to be pretty hard for family members that have to deal with it. And not only drugs, alcohol, and pornography. And you can just go down the list and all the different things that come into play nowadays. And, you know, grown men are doing with children. And what a shame. And that ought not to be. And you know, life gets pretty complicated and pretty hard for some people. What a tragedy. Speaking of tragedies, when you look at Japan and all that they've got to go through, and when you look at all the, you know, and they continue to have earthquakes. Just this past couple days, they had another earthquake and another tsunami alert. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being wiped out by tsunamis and continuing to get tsunamis alert weeks after? You look at accidents and with, you know, car accidents or plane accidents. You name them. You imagine that plane that was just in the news the other day that that lost part of the section of the roof. You imagine having to head back to the airport, all of a sudden looking at sky when you look up. If mercy. When you look at wars and rumors of wars, and we've been through Iraq and Afghanistan and now Libya and all everything that's going on. You know, and you look at life around you, and friends turn on you and they turn their back on you and they leave you, and your own family disowns you sometimes, and your children rebel and you get old and your friends are leaving. You know, life is pretty hard. Your body gets old and you're not as young as you used to be, and you're hurt, you get sick, and you're in pain, and you don't heal like you used to heal. Life is hard. In this sinful state, life is pretty hard because of the sinful state that we live in. So, you know what? I look at this and you know what? I said, man, God has certainly spared us in spite of our sinful state. Men's days, according to the Bible, are 70 and as given in Psalms, plus or minus. And, you know, God has spared us. He has looked down upon us and spared us from our work and our toil. And, you know, the longer we live, the harder it's going to be for us. We tell young people, hey, you know, life only gets more complicated. They think it gets easier. Oh, when I become an adult and when I get on my own and when I leave home and I leave mom and dad, and, you know, they're in for a rude awakening. Can you imagine if man's days today were 950 years old? Can you imagine if they were 777 years old? How old are you, preacher? Well, I'm 695. Bless God, the Lord's good. I can probably squeeze out another 17 years. No, another 87 years. Be as old as Lamech when he died. He was 777. Man, I cringe just to hear that. I'm waiting for the Lord to come now. It wouldn't be too late. Or maybe even 365 years old. Enoch was 365 years old. Can you imagine what it would be like? Let me say this. According to the scripture, God spared Enoch. Enoch was one of the ones that had the shortest lifespan. Now listen, I'm not promoting short lifespan. You hear, all I can see is, you know, all of a sudden somebody leaves here and does something crazy. Oh, the preacher said, he was just falling. Next time I'm in jail, you know, I'm in behind a jury of my peers and being tried. That's not what you wait and get to the end and we'll bring this home. We'll land this plane. But Enoch was one of the ones that had the shortest lifespan. In verse 21 through 24, we find that go ahead and look at it. Look at verse 21, Genesis 5, verse 21. I'm almost done. Hang in there. Look at verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. So he was 65. I did that at... When did I do that? I did that at 37, and that was tough, and it is tough. And he did it at 65. Enoch lived 65, verse 21, and 65 years, and begat Methuselah. Notice, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years total. But look at verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, it's pretty interesting that we got Genesis 5, and we've got all these generations, okay, and not much to write about these that are listed in there. We find a few. We find Enos, and we find Enoch, and we find Noah after that, and of course, we get into the flood in Genesis chapter 6, and we find but not much. But we do find something about Enoch, that Enoch walked with God and he lived to be 365. And the Lord said, hey, come with me. He didn't even die. Enoch walked with God and he was the shortest life in Genesis, in chapter 5, from Adam's descendants, except those that were cut short, mind you. And Enoch walked with God, and God must have looked down and said, you know what, you've walked with me all these years, you're done, you don't need to see toil and labor anymore. And God took him, and God was merciful to him. You know, and God's merciful to us, that he only allows us to live so long in this sinful state. So long living separated from God. How long? Well, the Bible says 70 in the Psalms, and that's plus or minus according to his will. Everybody with me? So we got to land this thing before, you know, I get a subpoena to go before a judge or something like that. Life is hard. God has certainly spared us in spite of our sinful state. Thirdly, the time that you do spend here on this earth, you need to spend it with God. The time that you spend here on this earth, whatever that may be, and nobody knows, whatever time that is, that you need to spend it with God, that means that you need to walk with God. That's what spared Enoch. You need to spend time with God, and you need to stay in the will of God, and you need to stay in the presence of God. You with me? That makes a difference. We live in a hard world. We live in a hard world that's going south. By the way, it's been going south since the day that Adam and Eve sinned and they disobeyed. You got your Bible? Read your Bible. It's been going south for years and years and years and years and years. And we see it here in Genesis chapter 5. And you know what? It's not going to get any better anytime soon until the Lord comes back. So the time that you have here to spend on this earth, guess what? You need to spend it with God. That's what Enoch did. And you know what? The Lord looked after him. Now, he's not going to take you like Enoch took you. You with me? That doesn't work for you, and it won't work for the Bob Haley Comet people. It's not going to work for them either. But you spend time with God, you know, and you stay in the presence of God. That means, listen, while Adam and Eve were with God and in the presence of God, you know, they were doing pretty good. And you need to do that. That means that you need to read your Bible. That means you need to come to church faithfully. That means you need to serve God and invest in church and walk with God. Enoch did, and God blessed him, and God took care of him. And listen, if you want God to help you and to care for you, you've got to walk with him. We live in a pretty rough world and a pretty rough life. If you don't believe me, come to me. I'll take you some places, and I'll show you some things. What made the difference in Enoch? What made the difference with all these that are listed here? Well, Enoch walked with God. Be happy. Be content with the blessings that God sends your way. I've got to quit, but you know, not a lot to write about here in Genesis chapter 5, but we do see some good things happen. We do see the birth of Seth. And all of a sudden, the birth of Enos right after Seth, and how men began to call on the Lord. We see the birth of Enoch and how Enoch walked with God. And so we see some good things. And then we see Noah and how God used Noah. There are some bright spots in Genesis 5. Make your time here on earth a bright spot. You know, living with the presence of God in your life surely makes a difference, and it surely made the difference in Enoch's life. You know, you look at Adam and Eve, they had Cain, and of course Cain slew Abel, killed Abel. And you know, there's no mention of Cain in the book of the generations of Adam. And like he wasn't there. All we know is that Cain left the presence of the Lord. In that scripture, the Bible says he left the presence of the Lord, never to be heard again. Good night. You know, I'll tell you what, you don't ever want to be heard of again, leave the presence of the Lord. Life is hard, and God has spared us. You know what, and he will spare us, and he will give us bright spots. But you got to walk with him. You got to stay in the presence. You need to spend time with God. You need to walk with God. You get out of the will of God and you too will be unheard of. You too will be missing and you too will have nothing to write about, nothing to be written about. You know, I thought about this and it's another message, but you know, that's what God here wrote in Genesis chapter 5 about these generations. Hey, what will God write about you when it's all said and done? What's your biography written by God? What will it say? Enoch, and I'm done, I got to quit, but Enoch walked with God for 300 years. 300 years he walked with God, and Enoch made great use of that time, the time that he did have here on this earth. He made great use of it, and he walked with God. He was 65 years old. He begat a son, and after he begat Methuselah, the Bible says he lived for 300 years, and he walked with God at that time. Walking with God, redeeming the time at hand, and the Bible says that God took him. He didn't see death. He didn't die. No mention. Not mentioned in the scriptures. You walk with God. You spend time with God. How long do you have it? You know what? You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. You know, you go to the doctor. He may give you his opinion. And you go to this specialist. He may give you that opinion. But the fact of the matter is, nobody knows. Only God knows. But here's the thing. Whatever time you have, you give it to God. You walk with God. That's what Enoch did. And Enoch fared pretty good. You know what? You walk with God and you'll fare pretty good. When Adam and Eve walked with God, you know, things were perfect. When Adam and Eve sinned, things started to go downhill and they've been going downhill ever since. So our only hope is to continue to walk with God just like Enoch did. Preacher, what's that? What's that walking with God? It's reading your Bible. It's going to prayer with God. Going to your prayer closet. It's coming to church. It's being faithful. It's serving God. It's investing in God. That's walking with God. It worked for Enoch. It worked for Enoch. You know what? It worked for you and I. Father, bless this morning. Lord, we've got to quit. Lord, help us to see the importance of walking with you and the importance of investing in you and the importance of spending time with you, the importance of reading our Bible and praying and coming to church and serving you and giving our tithes and our offerings. Lord, help us to see the importance of just walking with you and seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Bible says, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help us to see the importance. Lord, it was important for Enoch, and Enoch did it. And then out of all the generations that we read here in Genesis chapter 5, Enoch was pretty impressive. And he was pretty impressive to you because you took him at 365 years old. He didn't die, didn't see death. Lord, help us to realize, in the day and age that we live, the importance of walking with you. Lord, life is hard. It was hard in Genesis, you know, and no doubt it's hard now. Help us to see the need to walk with you just like Enoch did. Lord, if there's one here this morning that's never trusted you as their Savior, Lord, may they come to a saving knowledge of Christ. May they put their trust in you. And then, Lord, those that are here that maybe hang in the balance, Lord, maybe those that they want to walk with you and they want to walk with God, but they're torn and they've got other things and they've got other priorities and they've got other wants and desires. Lord, help them to realize the importance to walk with you in this day and age. Bless this morning. Work an invitation, Lord, I beg you. I plead with you in Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around. But if you're here this morning and you don't know for sure that you've ever trusted Christ, you've never received him as your Savior, you never called on him as your Savior, oh, folks, you need to do that. He is the what spans that gap between heaven and hell. It is because of Christ that that will give us eternal life. It is because of Christ that will give us that relationship that we so desperately need in days just like today. It is because of Christ that will give us that relationship that Enoch had with God. That God looked upon him and shined his face upon him and shined his blessings upon him. Lord, if there's some here that have never received Christ as their Savior, Lord, may they come this morning. May they sit in front of you. We'll take a Bible. We'll show them. And then, Lord, for us Christians that have been here, and for those that maybe some of the older folks that that have struggled and are struggling, I don't need to tell them that life is hard. For those that have lost loved ones, and for those that have buried their spouse, and for those that that are facing illnesses and health issues, they don't need a message on life is hard, Lord, but they do need a message on walking with you and what walking with you will do for them. What it did for Enoch, it'll do for us. Help us this morning to make that decision, Lord, to walk with you just as Enoch walked with you. Bless this morning, Lord, work an invitation.